USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The majority of Americans support calling in the military to supplement police forces as they address violent protests over the death of George Floyd. That's according to a new Morning Consult poll. 58% of registered voters say they would favor in bringing in the military. 33% of respondents say they strongly support. Meanwhile, 25% somewhat support it. As protests continue all across the United States, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says violence and vandalism are not the answer.
Ironically, those acts of violence and vandalism, they are overshadowing the death of George Floyd rather than shining a light on the injustice that occurred.
The Minnesota Department of Human Rights is investigating the Minneapolis Police Department and is also filing civil rights charges against the police department in the death of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
People coming into Texas to engage in looting and violence during the protests about the death of Minneapolis resident George Floyd will be prosecuted under federal law, and state authorities will help federal agents to hold them accountable for their actions. That's at least according to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton.
You know what? I'm actually very appreciative that the governor spoke out, because we want to send the message, if you're coming to our state to do what's happening in these other states, you're going to be prosecuted under federal law, and we're going to help these federal agents make sure that you're held accountable for these types of actions.
The Texas Attorney General speaking there on Fox News. President Trump and his senior advisors are expected to meet as early as later this week to begin reviewing options for the next coronavirus relief package. House Democrats have put forth their plan in a $3 trillion package, which includes state and local aid. Republicans are saying it's just a liberal wish list. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A congressional panel is gearing up to investigate the death of George Floyd. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee considering holding a hearing later this month related to the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis, as well as the aftermath, including the riots that it sparked in the streets of many American cities. Chairman Lindsey Graham says June 16th is the date that's being considered for that hearing.
I'd like to get to the root cause of it.
The South Carolina Republican talking about the need for community policing. He also mentioned protesters out there fighting for change, but said he also believes the Antifa ideology is playing a role in much of the violence. Senate Minority Whip Democrat Dick Durbin says the shadow of America's original sin is clearly still around today, saying that original sin is slavery. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Federal riot teams ordered to Miami Sunday by U.S. Attorney General William Barr will not be needed. Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez says they were never told about the teams before their arrival.
There's really no reason for them to be here. They really need to be somewhere else. There are other cities that need them a heck of a lot more than we do.
Jimenez also says, though, Miami is not letting its guard down.
This is not over yet. Protests are still happening. We have the funeral on Thursday that I'm sure will heighten tensions, and so we're going to need the community with us every step of the way.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.